What's with this weather? High temperatures in the mid-50s in Madison and Milwaukee nearly breaking 66-year records for this date. And of course there's no snow. Even Superior locals could see the grass as of Monday. The culprit? The by now familiar El Niño. Greg Davis of the National Weather Service in Sullivan explains the pattern.
Well, it's warmer than normal sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, which remain above average for more than several months. This usually triggers a chain reaction of atmospheric and weather changes around the globe.
In this section of the globe, winter just isn't what it's cracked up to be. And Davis says El Niño will work its magic right into spring.
The prediction says above normal temps and below normal snowfall.
Ordinarily, over the course of a winter, the northern reaches of the state get more than 83 inches of snow. Milwaukee gets more than 50 inches. All regions are well short of average. Folks in the snowplow business are taking a hit. But at the Dane County Highway Department in Madison, less white means more green. Highway Superintendent Steve Haig expects to save $200,000 this year because of the weather.
Our overtime budget this year has been considerably less than it has in the past, and that, of course, is going to help. But the use of the material.
Haig says his highway department is saving on salt, but it's also piled up to capacity, and he'll be taking another 19,000-ton shipment as part of a contract signed last summer. Both the cash and salt can carry over to next winter. As for whether El Niño will also carry over, forecasters say it's too soon to predict what next winter will bring. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.